This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. 6 p.m. today is the deadline for candidates to file to run in Texas's March 2026 primary elections. Our political reporter Andrew Schneider says Democrats are frustrated but hopeful after the Supreme Court ruled the state can use its 2025 redistricting map for the congressional midterms.
Texas Democratic Party Chairman Kendall Scudder accuses Republicans of playing games with the maps to avoid responsibility to the voters. But he says in the aftermath of this year's prolonged fight over redistricting, his party has new energy.
I think that the Democrats are going to have more candidates on the ballot this year than we have ever had. I think it's going to be a really impressive lineup for Democrats. And that spells really bad news for Republicans.
The Republican Party of Texas did not respond to multiple requests for comment. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
President Trump is accusing Democratic Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar of disloyalty for not switching parties after receiving a pardon. Trump posted on his social media account his displeasure with Cuellar, who was pardoned last week on federal bribery charges. Cuellar has represented the 28th congressional district since 2005. Houston plays host to nations around the globe as the World Cup Soccer Championships will feature top games here this coming summer. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at the matchups. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. The summer of 26 is going to sizzle in Houston as the city rolls out the red carpet for playoffs in the World Cup. Germany, Portugal, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and others will take place in Houston during the month of June. On July 4th, a championship match will pit the winners of two major matches at NRG Stadium, which is being renamed Houston Stadium just for the soccer showdowns at the venue. Get those tickets now before the world's top fans show up.
All right, Tom. The University of Houston football team won't have far to travel for their first bowl game under Coach Willie Fritz. The Cougs have accepted a bid to play at NRG in the Kinders Texas Bowl on December 27th.
This is awesome, I think. It gives us an opportunity, I think, to have a great turnout from our fans. We're going to be here local.
The opponent for the game will be LSU. Now, that stadium's normal occupant, the Texans, picked up a big win yesterday over the Kansas City Chiefs, 20-10. Houston would make the playoffs if the season ended today. There are four games left in the regular season, though. Former Astro Jeff Kent is now a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame president Josh Rawich made the announcement.
He played 17 seasons with the Blue Jays, the Mets, the Indians, the Giants, the Astros, and the Dodgers. Retiring as the all-time leader in home runs as a second baseman with 351 of his 377 career-long balls coming at that position.
Kent played two seasons with the Astros. He was the only player selected to the Hall from the Contemporary Baseball Era's Players Ballot. Former Spring Woods High School pitching star Roger Clemens did not receive enough votes and won't be on the ballot again until 2031. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.